You're coming to Aspen to talk about climate change, but also to learn how to ski. Under most projections, the ski industry is looking to suffer pretty badly from climate change. Can you tell me a little bit about why you're choosing to learn to ski now?
It must be said that I'm actually ski a lot. I'm a diehard cross-country skier and just came in from a ski through our woods here in Vermont. But I am eager to get to Aspen and get up. I don't know if I'll be able to ski down the mountain, but I'm eager to ride the chairlift up and just take a look at all the beautiful mountains from up top. As for skiing, it could be one of the, I guess, less important but more painful casualties of a climate warming era. Already the number of days on average that winter lasts is shrinking. Already in the West, there is considerably less snow on average than there used to be. We're starting to watch a whole season that's helped define the psychology of people at our latitude for eons. We're watching it begin to disappear.
Mm-hmm. So the ski and outdoor industries want to move the needle on climate change. Here locally, Aspen Skiing Company is focused on national lobbying efforts, sort of rather than emphasizing their efforts to reduce emissions from local operations. The company gets some criticism for this and for hosting events like X Games, which are taking place this upcoming weekend, and has a large carbon footprint. I'm wondering, is that fair criticism? Do companies need to focus close to home?
I think actually at this point, the changes that we need to make are so large that probably the best leverage does come from trying to work on national and international policies. I'm coming to Aspen mostly because, frankly, it's where lots and lots of people in the financial industry come to play. And the financial industry, the biggest banks and asset managers in the world, are increasingly the focus of efforts to try and slow down climate change. Mm-hmm. I think perhaps Larry Fink from BlackRock, the single biggest financial firm in the world, is a sometime Aspenite. And you probably saw the fairly remarkable news this week that after unrelenting pressure from activists, BlackRock is now stepping up its efforts to at least begin doing something about climate change. We need a lot more of that. And so for me, the fact that there are people in Aspen who need to understand the effects of their businesses on the one planet that we've got is really the most significant draw.
So are you coming to Aspen hoping to reach some of the super wealthy people who come here either on vacation or with second and third homes or live here?
If I'm not able to reach them, then I'll settle for reaching the people who, take them for ski lessons and give them yoga classes and hope that it all begins to trickle down somehow to these guys, because we're out of time.
I want to come back to individual accountability. The young face of climate activism right now, Greta Thunberg, has really taken individual accountability to a whole new level. She refuses to fly as she lobbies for action on climate change.
Well, Greta said, I know her and like her and work hard with her. She said this fall that the point of what she was doing was not to tell people that they should never fly. The point of doing it was to point out how hard it is to travel sustainably in the world now. And that's a really effective and powerful and important thing to do.
Bill McKibben, thank you so much for talking with me, and good luck with the downhill skiing.
Thank you very much.